Okay, I'm recording. So I bring the study session for the board of directors of the Colorado City Metropolitan District to order Tuesday, July 9th at 6 p.m. Go ahead, Jim.
Okay, first thing is ARPA. We're asking for an amendment for... Sarah's trying to get in.
Amendment to the ARPA.
To our contract for the ARPA funds. We're asking for another year. I just got information from our engineers, and they have a game plan that I need to sit down with Greg and Gary and go over to see if this is going to be feasible or not. But this is coming from them that all they needed to do was have a signed amendment saying that we're extending the contract for another
paperwork.
Because the money was set aside for it, for ARPA funding. So that is just, I want to bring it to the board and make sure that everybody stays informed.
Board, questions?
This is just paperwork to extend it, right?
Yeah.
That's it? Okay,
yeah.
Thank you.
Jim, this resolution needs to have a date at the first sentence there.
Yes, I will. I just copied it, and I'll put the date in as to when it's signed by me and send it in.
Okay, now this is for the tanks and the road, that project. Are they on top of it now?
Yeah, we're still trying to figure out how we can shut off everything and keep everybody in service.
So we're back to pressure relief valves?
Yeah, and a tank on next to tank one, that will adjust when we get to tank one, because basically the plant runs off of tank one and the rest of the tanks run off of tank one. So we got to have...
not change everything around on the SCADA.
Yeah.
You can run it off of tank two if necessary.
Yeah.
But SCADA is just software, isn't it?
Yeah.
Yes. Yeah.
Okay.
And monitors. So
okay.
That's some of the issues
just software.
That we have.
So why wasn't GMS aware of this when we got started?
Well, our system, there was a lot of lines that were not in use, that were taken out of the system, and you didn't have that constant loop of everything. And there was lines that I didn't know that were out of use.
Probably a lot of lines that exist we don't even know about.
Yeah.
They're buried.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Buried and not marked.
Anything else, Ford?
No.
Go ahead, Jim.
Okay, next I have a garage door at the water plant. I was able to get one bid on it. I'm waiting for two other ones. What happened is one of the guys backed into the door and it blew. Well, when they started to work on the door with all the chemicals in the plant and stuff, everything rusted, broke. It's kind of falling apart. Talking to the guy that repaired it, the motor on it was not big enough for that size of door because it's not really a commercial door. It's not insulated. There's about that much of a gap in the bottom of it. So I told him, well, go ahead and give me an estimate on it and I'll get two other ones. I just want to let you guys see that this is going to be a commercial insulated door to replace if it comes up, and have you guys say at least, okay, it's over $5,000. I want to make sure that you guys are aware.
That should improve our utility bills.
Yeah, okay. Yeah, should do that. And it will be coated, from what I understand in the paperwork, it's going to be coated on both sides. So that the chemical...
That still isn't going to keep people from backing into it.
No, I know. It was an accident. There was...
Was it you?
For luck, it was. It didn't mangle it. It just bent one panel, and he was able to straighten the panel out. But when he was pulling the rollers and stuff, every bolt that he would hit, it just fall apart and break, whatever. So,
Jim, is that an insurance issue?
No, it isn't big enough for an insurance.
The $6,000? What's our?
It's
$50.
$50.
Oh. All right.
We need to talk about that.
Yeah. Well, I did get our wells. I talked to the insurance on the wells, and I got a hold of Tom to get rodeo well and summit well. It was about $81,000. The insurance is going to pay for them to get them back up. And I think we have a $200 deductible, $100 on each well. So.
That's a, okay. That ought to be, you'll update us in your old business or stuff on that.
Yeah.
Okay. All right, go ahead.
Okay, next is funding for DAF. I sent you that, guys, that as to what we sent in to the state for their July 1st. I did have a meeting with the CDPHE, USDA, DOLA, everybody today. It was about an hour and a half long meeting. There was some questions. They were kind of happy with the way the plan was set up. They just have some concerns like we all do, because nobody, USDA, you ask them how much money is out there for grants. Oh, well, we can't tell you that. Well, put in your application and wait to see what they can do.
Were they all on the same screen when you were having that meeting?
Yes. Yeah, we have.
That's good.
We have the head of CDPHE. We have their lawyer. We have their head of quality control. We have WSRF personnel that are on that grant side of it. So we're trying to work through it, and that's what we're looking at. Is it's going to be more than one grant to get us to where we need to be.
So what did they think of that 8 scenario thing that we got?
They liked the first 4, and that's what we're shooting for, is the first 4 on it.
Okay.
As to, okay, this is how we're going to go through it. If it gets down into your 5th and 6th one, then it's an issue. You know, because then you're starting to work with more than 2 or 3 funders, because then it starts taking a project manager and somebody to do the bookkeeping. And
too many moving parts.
Yeah.
Yeah. Right.
So they had some concerns with that, and he said, well, this is, you wanted to know what's going to happen if this fails and this fails and this fails. That when it comes down to it, you know, it's even going after a bond issue next election, you know. But I would like to have as much free money as possible to get there to say, okay, we got to borrow $5 million instead of the whole 20. And say, you know, we can't let $15 million go down the tube to get this plant built and stop all the issues and problems.
So was the state okay with the proposal
pretty much
for
so
the July, 1st of July?
Yeah, there was a few things that they wanted. They wanted to know our contacts as to who we're talking to with the EPA and different things like that, that they want to be able to back check that we are doing this. And then the other thing is the definition of what's affordable and what's feasible. Because on that one chart, we have it's feasible or it's affordable. And they wanted to know what the definitions would be on that.
So we are moving forward.
Yes.
And they're okay with the deadline. We met the deadline of July 1st. No, they were okay with that.
Yeah.
Good.
Yep. So we're on our way going. We're working our way there. The next we have is Pueblo County UDM, or UDC, Unified Development Code. They're setting up a meeting for here on,
August 8th?
Yeah, August 8th at noon. Or at 2, I'm sorry. No, noon to 2, I'm sorry.
12 to 2?
12 to 2. Here like they did the last time.
Okay. Questions, board? So that's a public meeting. I mean, that's the public's invited to that, correct?
Yes.
What is it?
It's the Unified development code for Clover County.
They're changing the different of the codes.
Zoning.
Oh, okay.
Zoning not.
They're trying to simplify things, but what they're going to do is complicate things about 10 times worse. Mm-hmm. It, you know, government.
Yeah.
So you are welcome to attend.
I probably will.
Everybody is welcome to attend. Okay. Go ahead, Jim.
Let me do this real quick. Sarah's trying to get in.
The UDC, it is online as well. So if you're curious about it as to beforehand or whatever, UDC, Pueblo County UDC is online.
Find out more on it, what it is and stuff, what it does, whatever.
Okay. Now you have a card.
They're trying to basically change zoning. They're basically trying to make zoning uniform across all Pueblo County.
Oh, they'll really screw it up now.
Yeah. It's changing.
Kind of like how they made the building permits easier. Now my first building took 2 months to get permits. My second building took 8 months to get permits after their new improved process.
All right, Jim.
Okay. So next, CCAC reviews. And I have, there was... You have a fence on Spotted Tail, which is at 5880 Spotted Tail. There is a house for 5156 White Antelope Lane, and then just an exterior paint on 3958 Highway 185. They reviewed all of it. I don't know exactly, it just said exterior paint on it. I didn't know what color.
It's a beige.
It's a beige, so it won't be blue.
They murder color.
Questions, board?
It's a stick-built house.
Yes. Looks, that's what it says here. So the White Antelope Lane house kind of brings up the issue of road access or driveway access. I did type one up, and I think that I'll ask Nancy to look it over as well, maybe help me on it. But we definitely need to do that. Does White Antelope Lane have a ditch? Is it have drainage?
I'm not sure. I'd have to go look at it. And that's part of, before they get their CO, that's kind of their last step as to whether they need a culvert or a...
So we don't have a way to really enforce that or to anything at this point. We need we need to work that up.
Yeah. Well, I think White Antelope is
County
Road. They have to meet county specs on that one.
Oh, yes. That's not our problem if it's county.
So county, that's a county road?
Yes.
Oh, then they need to get approval from the county.
Yeah.
I wonder if they did.
They won't get their CO if they don't.
And with that,
they won't even get their building permit if they don't.
Shouldn't get a permit if they don't.
With that, and I am not too worried the contractor is from here and get it. He's got a lot of money.
Knows the game.
Yeah.
All right. Anything else? Any questions? Okay. Let's. Do we have any input from anybody? Sign up for. Oh, I got to read that. Be good statement first, don't I?
Yeah.
I got to tell everybody to be good.
Oh, come on.
In order for the business of the board to be conducted in the most effective and expeditious manner, it is necessary that all persons present maintain a demeanor of civility towards the board, staff, and each other. Conduct that appears threatening or aggressive will not be tolerated. Shouting, speaking out of order, or the use of offensive gestures similarly are not acceptable. Such behavior shall constitute the forfeiture of the right to remain in attendance and may, as a point of order brought to the board's attention by a council or any board member, including a chairperson, result in your being asked to leave the meeting by the chairperson or, upon your refusal, being escorted out of the meeting by the proper authority.
Dennis.
You just took away part of my fun. Okay. ATV thing. We need to figure out, or someone needs to figure out, a couple of places where ATVs can cross 165. That's one thing that came up with Epi. They're concerned about where ATVs are going to be able to cross 165 highway.
According to state law, it has to be directly. You have to be able to go directly across.
Yeah.
From street to street.
I thought of one place down here at the park where you come out of the camping area and you go, can't you go almost directly across to whatever that road is?
Corner Verde.
Corner Verde?
Mm-hmm.
I thought that would be one good spot.
That would be a good ATV crossing.
Well, yeah. The problem with that, of course, is there's no trail on the south side of that.
Well, there is. All you got to do is allow it. I don't know. The city workers drive through there and with their trucks and everything, and ATVs all the time. On the south side of that highway, there's a trail that goes through there. From Cibola.
It goes all the way over to the library, right?
Huh? Yeah, in between the library and the highway?
Yeah.
There's a trail that goes
there. There's a trail there that goes there.
The only thing getting up to 181, you don't have a trail going that way.
181.
Which is Apache Road. Because if you're looking at trying to get this, it's all county roads.
Yeah.
So that's what I'm looking at, is either going Cibola or going to 181, and then you'll be all right.
Well, if you cross there at the road that goes into the campground, cross there, it's almost straight across, isn't it?
Mm.
To the road over there. But anyhow, that was one thing I had brought up. I told him I'd bring it up and figure it out. You know, a couple of spots that we can cross. That's one thing. Second thing is the new law that went into effect 1 July that the old Polis signed in about taking away our Second Amendment rights, open carry, concealed carry, and government buildings. Are we allowed to carry weapons in this building?
In this building?
Yeah.
I thought that took
it's up to it's up to the
2025.
Huh?
Doesn't it take effect in 2025?
That one I think took effect the 1st of July.
I think it took effect 1st of July. They had two or three of them that took effect.
Yeah.
Next year. Okay, this one I think took effect.
And government buildings or governments can opt out of it. I know some counties have just opted completely out of it, but I happen to carry all the time, and I figure, well, you know, I don't want to go to jail because I...
Was it for open carry or...?
Both. But I wanted to find out whether or not that was going to be allowed in this building.
I was going to pull up the resolution.
I guess we'll have to pull it up and look.
That you had.
Yeah. We made a resolution, 7 years ago?
Yeah, it was before.
But that was only for employees.
Just for employees, right.
Okay.
That didn't affect the public at all, because the public can open carry, conceal carry, whatever they want to do.
Because with the employees, it was only conceal carry.
All they could do was conceal carry.
And they had to have licensing and permitting for it.
And if they wanted to open carry on duty, there had to be a reason, and you had to authorize it. Because that was in there, too. But... or carrying firearms in the vehicle.
That's what I'm saying. I got familiar myself on that resolution to see how
the resolution. The only resolution we have on the books right now, though, doesn't affect anybody other than Metro employees.
Yeah.
So,
but with this new law that went into effect, it does affect everybody.
It does affect everybody. We either have to opt in or opt out.
Yeah. You'd have to opt out of it in order to make it legal for people to carry.
in here.
Right, this is only employees.
Yeah,
so,
that's where we have to take.
So we need to consider opting out of that, if that's,
yeah, I agree 100%.
Or not, whatever. I mean, that, but that's the option.
We need to discuss it.
Okay. Well, that's another one. Third one, I got it. I'm making up for last time.
No, that's
shooting in your own property. That is illegal.
Yes.
Here, right?
Yes.
Okay. I wanted to double check because I got in a kind of pissing contest with the
cop. You can actually hunt on your own property here.
That's a county thing.
Yes.
Yeah. The county cop tried to tell me I couldn't do that.
No, there's a county regulation on that.
But
the county police officer was incorrect.
Yeah, I knew he was. Okay. But I just wanted to double check with you guys. Is there a way for the Metro District to query a database for the name and address of everybody in a unit that owns property in a unit?
Yeah, there is.
How much would it cost me to?
You don't. It's free.
Oh.
Just go onto the county assessor's website.
No, that would be.
That's
not first
they had to. They had to give us a, when it came to like voting, to send out letters to everybody. If you wanted to vote, you had to send in a letter stating that you own this property and request a ballot.
Per unit, though, that's a good question. We don't have. The county assessor nor the treasurer has it per unit. They have a per
individual
parcel number.
Well, you can also put an individual's name in.
Right,
like you can put your name in there.
Well, I know. Come up I know how to manipulate that database. I've gotten really good at that. But what I'm trying to do is get the name and address of everybody that lives in my unit.
Oh, to try to change covenants.
Yeah,
we'd probably need to ask about that, Jim.
You should be able to do that.
The county said that you guys should be able to do it.
You guys did that once, didn't you, where you lived?
But
we only
they could be lying.
Per unit.
Not knowing what they're talking about. It's hard to believe.
I think we can. I think we can parse that. It takes some parsing. But we can parse that because we did that with duplicate names and stuff. I don't know. That's a good question.
Okay. That's another one that I'll follow up with you on,
okay.
I guess, later on. One other one is, I was told that the Metro Board or someone, I don't know whether it's you, Jim, or the Metro Board or something, actually has some say-so as to what roads the county paves within Colorado City proper. They're trying. I know they're probably trying to get out of it, but
they're just blaming what they can blame.
I'm
passing buck.
Yes,
I'm really raising total hell with them about our road, but they kind of led me to believe that the Metro District has not really some say-so, but some pull on which roads they want paved within Colorado City proper.
News to me, really.
If I had any pull, that road in front of my house would be paved. Okay.
All right. How many years have you lived there?
I could tell you, well, that house, I've only lived at that house for 4 years.
Well, see, I've lived in mine for over 20 years in East.
Yeah.
And they told me 20 some years ago they were going to pave it, but they didn't.
I'm just telling you, we got zero.
Let's hold our outburst here. We need to get through this and just come
I'm
up
done.
With information.
I'm sorry.
So, Jim, we need to find out about the roads. County roads. We need to.
I've talked to them.
I'm sorry.
They pave is.
Well, the reason it came up was because this road up here, when you told me that it was paved because people up there didn't want to drive down the highway, and I questioned that, and they're like, well, the Metro Board is the one that recommends things like that.
I did recommend it, but it was...
Bingo!
I did recommend it as
a safety issue.
As a safety
issue. If you can tie anything to safety, you can get it done, brother.
Yeah.
All right.
Tie it to safety.
By
safety issue, huh?
Yeah.
Okay. I'm done.
Who else, Jim?
That's it.
Nobody online?
No. They're having trouble getting in. I don't know why.
My wife said there's no video.
That's what I'm saying, but I don't know why.
Nothing else for study session? Anybody?
I will have a post tomorrow.
Close the study session, open the regular meeting, the board of directors of the Colorado City Metropolitan District, Tuesday, July 9th at 6:25 p.m. If you join me in the Pledge of Allegiance, please.
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
And if you join a moment of silent reflection, if you so choose. Thank you. And let the minute show that we have a quorum. We have four board members in person and one board member absent and excused.
Yeah, she's trying to get on, but she can't get on. I have Christy trying to get on, and they're having problems. I don't know. It was set in the invite and saying that I have another meeting going in front of progress, which it's
so may I say something real quick?
Okay, go.
So when I did that last time, tell them to go back to one of their old links and one of the old emails and try it, because I was not able to get on last time until I did that. Okay.
Can I get an approval of the agenda?
Mr. Chairman, I motion that we approve the agenda.
I'll second.
Moved and seconded. All in favor say aye.
Aye. Aye.
Opposed? And approval of the past minutes.
Mr. Chairman, I make a motion to approve the regular meeting minutes for June 25th, 2024, and the CCACC minutes for the same evening, June 25th, 2024. I'll second.
Moved and seconded. All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Aye. Opposed? Aye. All right, we go to bills payable.
I make a motion that we pay the bills.
I'll second.
Moved and seconded. Discussion, questions?
Did that help too with the bigger bills? As I sent a file out with it to show you.
The breakdown was informational.
Okay, anything over five. I figured that's the easiest way, and that way I don't have to fill up your books full of paper.
Good.
I think that works. That that is in our red.
It
worked for me anyway. I hope y'all read it. Questions?
May I?
Go ahead.
Where's the natural gas? I didn't see it here.
It isn't usually in the sixth set of bills.
Okay, thank you.
Because we usually get it on the 15th or 18th or something.
Like I get that. It. I'm just looking forward to that next one because I want to see what happens.
Me too.
Thank you.
Jim, Otensu Engineering.
Yes.
Explain that if you would, please.
That is for Valley First. It is CTF grant that they received last year for $150,000. This is for the engineering costs and stuff to move forward with their project down there.
It's grant funds.
Yeah, we pay it. Pueblo County reimburses it, just like we do with the golf course, the campground, the swimming pool.
CTF, so it's actually paid, it's reimbursed by Pueblo County, not Valley First.
And that's why we have the contract through Atencio through Valley First, that they were going to be their project manager and all of that.
All right. Core and Main?
Core and Main, that's part of the pipes and valves, I believe.
I think.
Also approved ball field.
It's what was it?
That's all for.
Yes.
Yeah, Valley First.
That's also part of Valley First.
So that actually gets reimbursed from
yes.
Valley First, right?
Yeah.
Okay.
Because the thing is that our main line would run right down the middle of the ball field. So we're going to take it, move it south and back to Cibola. Because that comes off of Tank 2 and helps supply South Park and this area feeding back.
Another question I have is a commercial ice maker from Home Depot.
Yes, that is for the golf course, and Friends of Holly Dot voted in December to pay for half of it. We use the ice maker to send all of our samples and stuff. That's where we normally get our ice.
But that's in the restaurant?
Yes, and the restaurant uses it too.
The pro shop does also for the jugs out on the course.
Yeah.
So of that 1762, that's half of it, or is that?
That was a full thing, because it went through Home Depot. We didn't have to pay tax on it, that kind of stuff. So that's why we go through us first and pay the thing, and then they'll reimburse us.
Friends of Holly Duff will reimburse us for half.
Yep.
Cool. Awesome. I think that's okay. We should not be paying for the ice maker for the restaurant.
Like I said, it's used all the way around.
Then somebody should be buying that ice. I mean, that's.
And the thing is they end up turning around, and any repairs and stuff on it, they're responsible for.
Well, MasterCard, I see we have, you were able to get refunded for some of the late fees and stuff.
Yes,
there.
Yeah, I explained it to them. The last one, what's really weird is we sent the check in, I think it was on the 15th, it was the last meeting, and the check went in to the mail on the 15th. We had until the 24th, and they didn't receive it until the 25th, 10 days in the mail.
That don't surprise me, though.
So I said, here, you even cashed the check on the 25th. And it showed you that you didn't report it. So, but we got it straightened out, and then they're taking off all of the service charges and all of that.
So thanks for doing that. We should be on top of that now where there's no
yes.
more late fees. Done.
Definitely.
One-point sync.
One-point sync, that is our internet service,
so
firewall, any IT work that needs to be done.
I think we agreed to the contract with them some time ago.
Yes, last year.
The $1,300 a month,
yeah.
is that what we can continue to expect?
Yeah.
Is that the best we can do?
At this point, yeah. We had one out of Salt Lake City that we had before, they were like $1,500 a month.
Government rates.
Yeah.
Yeah, they have this attitude, it's not our money.
90% of it is the firewall and the backups and all of that they do on a daily basis. And they have somebody that monitors our computer system to make sure that somebody's not trying to hack in to any of our records.
I don't understand. There's a bunch of different bills there, so apparently different locations or?
Yes. It's, you have water, sewer, plants.
Hello, Moto.
You have water, sewer plants, administration, your SCADA, all of that's all being protected by one point. Because we replaced all the, see that before it was all under RTC. RTC added that, and then they went that they weren't going to have our firewall no more and that kind of stuff. So we got away with it for years. And when they went corporate, we lost all of that. It's the same way with the TV. They went corporate, they're losing all the TV.
So when did we pick up One Point?
We picked them up, what was it, guys, last August?
Yeah,
or July?
Somewhere in there, July, August.
I remember.
Because it was like $15,000 to $20,000
yeah.
to begin with to
right.
put in all the new switches and stuff that needed to be replaced that had been there for 20 years.
Because I remember asking the question if it protects us from ransomware.
Yes.
And I want to ask that question again. Are we protected from ransomware?
Yes.
Okay.
And by doing all the upgrade too, it took our insurance from like a $500,000 max to I think it's $2.5 million now because we ran the IT audit, and they told us where we needed to upgrade, and that was one of them was that you needed to have this firewall and that kind, and moved into it. So that's why our insurance coverage has increased to that point.
Thank you.
Mm-hmm. I don't mean to be picking on all this stuff, but San Isabel Electric, the campground, $429 of electricity.
Yeah.
Is that what we're supplying to the campers then, or?
Could be. I don't know offhand. I'd have to.
We charge them for that electricity, though, when they rent the
right,
campsite.
Yeah, we could be getting paid back on that, but that seems like quite a little.
That ain't that much when you got several campers running ACs, but ain't that much at all.
Then we have a $1,521 booster station.
Yeah, that is our water booster station from 3 to 4.
3 mil.
That sends it from tank to tank.
Yeah,
sends it up to 3 mil from Cold Springs.
And that's periodic, and we don't have that all the time.
No, we're out anymore. Yeah, we should have it almost all the time.
Same thing?
Yeah.
Yeah. It's nonstop.
Whenever Cold Springs is running, you're going to be moving that water up to 3.
Well, okay. Because we also have a bill for Cold Springs.
Yeah, that's
the plant.
Just run the plant. All right. We've got more stuff here. We got a wireless mouse for the golf course at $469.
Wireless mouse.
That's what it says.
That probably is the laptop. Mike's laptop went down, so we ended up getting a laptop and a wireless mouse.
So she put wireless mouse in instead of laptop?
Yeah, instead of the laptop.
And then,
that's the only thing I could think of, because I know it was $467 for the laptop.
I hope not. I hope it wasn't just a mouse. And that, it wouldn't be, but that's, anyway. Then we have SWCA for
yes.
the DEF, the cultural thing. I thought we paid for that some time ago.
We did. It was in two installments. The first part of it was like $4,000, and then the next one it came out to be like $7,900.
That's what I was thinking. It was going to be like almost $8,000.
Yeah. So this was the second installment.
Okay. All right.
After they completed the report, that's
all right.
They sent the rest of the invoice.
That's all I had. Anybody else? Somebody speak up.
No, sir. I'm good.
Okay. Let's vote to pay the bills then. Ray?
Yes.
Greg?
Yes.
Chair votes yes. Clint?
Yes.
Okay, we don't have a financial.
She's actually Christy's at training today. She'll be there. She left Monday, started her training today. Wednesday and Thursday she will be coming back. So she had 3 days at Casell. I've talked to her. She's texted me a few times today, and she's learning a lot, and everything's starting to come together. So. She'll be our guru, and then next month I will have Sandy and Natasha. We did hire Natasha to go in, to, and I think it will be a, it's been a complimentary situation that will work well.
Okay. Yeah, operational?
Operational? Sure do. I'm sorry. Okay, we'll start with the dam. Last 2 weeks, we had the 28th and the 2nd. We averaged 15.4 on the 28th, 15.5 on the 2nd. All the things were set and they were the same. We did have the overflow on the 28th that showed that the golf course pond was overfull and it was draining into our weir. As for the piezometer readings, they all stayed within 0.1 of each other. From P1 was 17.2 to 17.4. P4 was 20.8 to 20.9 for the following week, 17.5 and P5. 25, P6 was 25 and 25.2. P11 was 11.1. This one changed by 4. It was 11.5, so it dried out a little more. P12, it went up 1 from 20 to 5. And that's saying 20 feet, 5 inches. That's in your feet.
5 tenths.
Of 10.
Yeah.
Okay, and then lake level, like I said, was at 15.4 and 15.5. Holly Dot, the golf course activity report, 2024 May revenue was $79,242, where in 2023 was only $71,026. Year to date for 2024 is $284,476, and compared to last year, which is $251,575. So there's about a $30,000 increase there for the golf course, $33,000. In June, we held 7 fundraising tournaments, 2 junior tournaments that brought kids in from all over the state. The VGA, Veterans Golf Association, held another tournament at Holly Dot. We have also held a 2-week junior camp to inspire new golfers. Course is in great shape and play is up. Course, we had 1.5 inches of precipitation from June 7th to the 7th of July. Green sprays, operations, moss, everything was in play. July 3rd, shop 2 used 2019 Jacobson GP400 beans mowers arrived on July 3rd. One has 1,600 hours and the other has 2,500 hours. Both were purchased for $26,500. This was part of the CTF grant we got from Pueblo County for our mowers. We had $80,000. We're waiting on probably 2 more greens mowers that we can buy. So in the total, we have 4 greens mowers, a rough mower, and parts and pieces that we need for keeping the other mowers in place. So this way, we will be up on the game on all of it. Water, wastewater report, the main water plant produced 16,580,000 gallons of water. Cold Springs produced 2,230,000 gallons of water for a total of 18,812,000 gallons. Cold Springs plant ran nonstop for a month with no major equipment issues. Ellen and Jason have cleaned, pinned, and bagged all of our extra filters. Colorado Lake and Pond had sprayed the lake to remove buttercup invasion. We have put Procellacore in the ditch to help with algae growth. Main plant has had issues with skids 1 and 2. Pump removed and replaced on 1. Lost a contactor in number 2. Main electric R&R'd it. Kaiser has come out to service air compressors. Wastewater plant received 9,400,000 gallons of raw sewage, treated and returned 9,750,000 gallons. No pressing was done due to a dilapidated delivery of Palmer. Utility department had 1 water sewer tap. Road maintenance moved 5,000 ton of road base, bladed east and west Trelissa and Antoinette, Becker Road, Geronimo, North Park site prep for valve project, and perform maintenance on trucks, blade, and backup.
Question? I saw the crew over there with the little diggers unit trying to find valves. Did we find all the valves that we need to find?
No, we're still in search. We dug all the way to the bank on one side looking for that off of our schematic. Uh-huh. So now we got to dig east to see if it's that way. We've almost went all, well, a portion to the sign there in the wall looking for it.
Yeah.
And we went down almost about 1.5 feet, 2 feet.
Yeah, we found the pipe. We followed the pipe.
Did you find the pipe?
Well, coming back towards the bank, but we haven't gone the other way.
Yeah, we're going to dig down to the pipe and see where the T is, if there's a T there. If not, then we're going to have a T.
My other question is, we had a pretty terrific hailstorm in the northern part of Colorado City,
mm-hmm.
and I know that there was some damage, and I'm wondering about the damage to the clubhouse, and I'm also wondering about the $50,000 deductible that we have mm-hmm. for everything, which really means that we end up paying for a lot.
Mm-hmm.
So I'm wondering if we need to examine the wisdom of a $50,000 deductible. I know it saves us a lot of money probably in rates,
yeah.
but we end up paying for quite a lot.
That's one of the things that, with the pool, the municipal pool, is they did that with everybody because of all the damages around us. And when we go to conference this year, that's one of the things that I'm going to ask them, is there any way that you can buy a rider to eliminate that? Because
are we going through Special District Association?
Yes.
That's what I thought.
Yeah. And that's how they're, and they're cheaper than putting it out on the open market.
Are we going to have to get a new roof on the clubhouse?
I don't think so. Mine, I looked at it too, because I was on it. There was hailstones that big, but they weren't hard. Mm. They only bounced about that high.
Yeah, they were quarter size hail hit my house, but I didn't have hardly any damage.
Yeah, I went out and looked at my cars. There was not a, they were big ones, but when they hit, they just kind of splattered.
Yeah, they weren't solid ice.
Yeah.
Oh, good. No, it was too hot for them to be solid. Solid.
We did not have any up at my place, so not much.
Well, you got it the last one.
Yeah. Yes, we did.
Other questions?
The only other thing I have is committee reports newsletter. I believe it's Sarah this time.
Can Sarah hear you?
No,
she can't hear
but I'll make sure she knows.
Okay.
Jim, we still don't have Bill's water. Can we get
that? Yeah, we'll get that with Christy B&L. I didn't have WorldPay to, it isn't in yet, for what we charge at the standpipe to make sure we're in line, and that's when she puts that into that report.
Okay, so because of our training and because of this stuff, we're going to be able to get some of that information.
Yeah, we'll get a lot of that information.
I've got another question, I'm sorry. How are we for manpower? I know we had two losses in the manpower department, and I know we budgeted for new hires in the water department. Are we
we lost one, but we also have one that we lost at Workman's Comp. So
yeah,
he got
so
injured and where.
My question is we are charging ratepayers for the inclusion of a fully staffed water plant. Do we have a fully staffed water plant?
Yeah, the water plant is fully staffed at this point.
With all the people that we...
I'm down one guy on outside.
Okay. All right. Thank you.
Yeah. You're down two guys on outside.
Two, one on Workman's
Comp. But one on Workman's Comp.
And one that resigned.
So a while back you had mentioned that you gave utilities a push to get some meters done?
Yeah.
How's that going?
Well, with the situations that's happened, it's been tough. So one of the things that we have is we have one meter out there, especially in Applewood, that we're going to have to cut a tree down because it's growing right in the middle of the old meter. And I don't feel our guys are capable of doing it because it's a big tree. So we're getting bids on it right now to get it taken down.
You have gotten bids?
He's working on that, getting bids to find somebody that will take it down without messing up people's houses.
Now, we've heard about that for a while.
Should have
had the tree.
I reminded him today. I said, did you get any bids on that? He says, well, I'm working on it. I said, okay, we need to get it done because this is what needs to be done.
Yeah, so. We don't want to hear about it longer.
Are we getting applications for the one we lost?
No, that's what I'm putting out now.
Okay.
Because I sat down and talked to him, and any of the ones that we interviewed a month ago or 3 months ago to see if there was any likelihood or is it worth putting out for applications again. And I think it's worth putting out for applications. From both of our consensus on it. Yes.
And then office?
Office. Like you said, we hired Natasha in there now. So I have three girls. Sammy's chose to stay where she's at. And we got Natasha in for AP. And I'm going to move Christy up into the finance manager position to get that, and we will get some more training into her through accounting.
So Natasha, full-time or part-time?
Full-time.
So along that line then, with the office help, what about our audit?
We're working on it to get it going. Like I said, we need to get, after she comes back, we'll be getting training for her in the audit side of it. Because even the guys that we talked to, I wasn't able to get a hold of Root on them yet. He hasn't called me back, so I'll call him again tomorrow and find out. Because there was some stuff on his contract that I wasn't sure whether he wanted to do, if it was, we were tied into 3 months of training with him, or the other one, we're not tied into the 3 months, it's just as needed.
Okay, but that's moving forward as well.
Yeah, we're moving forward all the way around.
What do our grantors, how do they feel about our financial position? Is it affecting any of the grant application stuff that we don't have current finances?
No, because they're running off of 2022, because you're always a year behind the year. Well, when we get the full audit, then they'll want that.
Don't want 23s.
Then they'll want 23s.
All right.
Which we should be good on yet, too.
Other questions,
Board? We'll be good on this one, too.
Attorney's report?
The what?
We don't have attorney's report.
Other than communication.
Okay. All right. We'll move into the agenda items then.
Make a motion that we approve ARPA amendment to subrecipient agreement. Second.
Moved and seconded. Questions? Let's vote. Clint?
Yes.
Greg?
Yes.
Ray?
Yep.
Chair votes yes. and the CCAAC, or ACC.
Can I vote on all these, Jim?
Yes, you can. Okay, you want me to go through them? You want to just package it?
Let's package it.
I'll make a motion at this time that we approve 5880 Spotted Tail for a fence, 5156 White Antelope Lane for a house, and 3958 Highway 181 for exterior paint.
I'll second the motion.
Moved and seconded. Questions? Let's vote. Clint?
Yes.
Ray?
Yep.
Greg?
Yes.
Chair votes yes.
No letters.
No. And I haven't heard that those people have been back on Camelot, so I haven't been out there.
So we need to, we don't know if they'll come back, so we need to contact them then. If they're not going to come back, we still need to get that fixed, because we don't want them just to leave it there.
That's the only problem is it which lot owner that's doing it.
Well, it's the one on the... the one on the right of the fence is where they put the bridge, so presuming that's the one.
Okay.
I'll work with you on that. We need to get a hold of them.
Yeah, okay.
Okay.
We got to get a hold of the owner of the property, correct?
Yeah, we need to do that.
Assuming that's them.
Good. And then old business, Jim?
Old business. Valving project, we're still working on it, trying to plug the valves. Still have one valve that we need to get in. Like I said, we got three of them in. Actually, we have two that are on their way. They're supposed to be anyway.
So Little Diggers received all their permits?
I believe so.
Can we start on any of that project?
I'll get in contact with him and see how soon we can do it. Because I know I just got a little note from Matt last night that he's got everything in place. And he just wants to know, do we want to start and get going? Or are we still looking for this belt? So,
could it be multiple nights, right?
He was thinking that they could possibly do it in two nights.
Okay.
Or actually one night to replace two of the valves. And that would be the major valves that we need to do. So it would be shutting off for one night and getting it back up and ready to go in the morning, and then we can move on. That's what we were hoping. If we could find that one valve, then it wouldn't be a problem.
Right.
So
the valve is there somewhere, right?
What it says.
that's the records of it. I got the map in my office if you want to see.
Yeah, I know.
Schematic shows it.
I also think, just to piggyback on what Mr. Gross is talking about, is if we are going to have a closure, make sure everybody
is notified.
Notified.
On everybody's door and make
right.
sure that.
Absolutely. Yeah, there's not that many doors. So.
No.
So we can do that.
Yeah.
Okay.
Because even the bank in that situation is part of that line too, so. Community meeting is set for July 23rd at 6:30. Like I said, I think most of that's going to be on fees for covenants. That's one of the things I'd like to talk about, just to whether we need it. I've had a lot of calls with people stating, well, that camper needs to be moved. Well, you can't really do anything if you can't find them, or it's on their property. I can't have a toad, I can't do anything with it. So your covenants don't have a lot of backing in it. It's a two-way street. I don't want to be governed by them, but also.
Do you, when those people call you, do you inform them that they can, if so desired, create their own litigation, start their own litigation to solve the problem?
Yes, I tell them to contact Pueblo Health.
Or an attorney?
Well, when I have them, talk to them.
You should counsel them that anybody, if you're having problem with anybody, problems with anybody violating a covenant, it could be solved with civil action on your part.
You can actually do it in small claims court here in Colorado.
Yeah.
I mean, you don't even have to have an attorney.
You don't have to, you know, the Metro District doesn't have to take care of it. Or, I mean, people actually have the power to do things without a government agency doing it for them.
Yep.
Anyway.
Imagine that, government doesn't solve all problems.
Wow. Crazy lot. We did have one backup of one house this weekend at the golf course. Other than that, it ran pretty smooth.
I know I see the back trailer going around quite a bit. What's the status on the bids from the...
I haven't had any from either engineering group. I know they're working on it. They're working on it.
CD at least.
Yeah, I've sent them information as to how many houses are on it, what the size of the line, the length of the lines, all of that.
And then there's apparently a new house going in on Woodbine. Mm-hmm. Is that going to be tied into the 2-inch?
Yeah.
Well, mm-hmm. Only place it can't be.
Yeah. And the thing is it's going to be required that that is a grinder pump.
Yeah. Wow.
Yeah. Do you figure yours out or be mm-hmm. able? Have you had problems with yours anymore?
No. No, I took it all out and put it back in and it's running fine. So.
Okay. That's all I had in old business other than the, yeah, I said, we know you talked about the road resolution and working on it.
Yeah, I'll bring the bid for the analysis of North Park. I'm concerned that we haven't gotten more response there.
Well, I am too.
What are we going to have to we need to put a time limit on that. We can't just be okay. Pushing that down the road.
I'll talk to GMS and NOCO on it and see if they've got anything. I know NOCO's been busy with all of our stuff with funding and stuff that way. And I know GMS has been working on, like I said, we just got the update on how they're thinking about moving water to redo the insides of our tanks.
So I guess a couple of the things that we're kind of waiting for bids on would be the tree.
Yeah.
And then this analysis of North Park.
And the garage door.
We need to push that, get those done rather than. We don't want to hear about it in another meeting.
NOCO specializes in these. Specializes in the semi-pressurized line.
Yeah.
Okay. Anything else? Anybody else have any more old business? New business?
Mr. Chairman, I'd like to broach the idea for new business of the district manager presenting to the board a overview of our water rights and where we're at in executing our due diligence for those rights. Who's getting water from the places where we're getting water, and when do they get them, and who's keeping track of all that? And it's a big thing.
Mm-hmm.
The water picture is one of the reasons I got onto the board again, because the water rights are so important to Colorado City, and I want to make sure that I've heard it said on this board that we manage from crisis to crisis, and I would like to be ahead of the game as far as due diligence with our water rights. I want to make sure that, because I look back through the meeting minutes from the last year before I got on the board, I didn't see any mention of any discussion of water rights.
I do have all the, if you noticed, I think you sent this set of bills. Moses Wiedemeyer. That was what they charged us for, is to review all of our water rights and make sure that, what I want to call it, break.
Our,
And delinquency of
right. That. We have, I deal with Division II water. I make the call on the creek if I need more water. And I can, if when the water flow comes down, I'll call everybody out, and there's nobody with water but us.
But I understand that, and I appreciate that, but I want to see that our water attorneys are keeping us in a good position for maintaining our rights.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
You know, just I want to see it, because...
And our due diligence, every 4 years, we go to court on due diligence.
Yeah.
And once we get this down, it shows that we're putting money into the system to increase water levels and pull and all of that. So that's part of that.
I want a pacifier. Okay. If
I can give it to you.
You know, just so that, you know, we can all feel better about the water is being protected with extreme care.
I'll send you the due diligence.
No, I want a presentation to the board.
Oh, okay.
Because the board needs to know that, and the board hasn't discussed that for quite some time.
Okay. I can do that.
Thank you.
Ray, that kind of brings up the water rights issue, the lease with Guarneros Creek.
Yeah, and I'm approaching that. I was going to bring that up. I want to kind of start it with that,
okay,
and then go to the next step.
Valuable stuff, so good. Thanks.
Yeah.
Thank you. Okay. Anything else?
Okay, next you have correspondence. There was a letter that was sent out to me yesterday. It was sent to our attorney, that was reviewed, and it's...
So did you all read that? I guess a couple things about that.
I had one main question is,
did you get one?
Going to be back?
She will be back in the next week.
Mr. Chairman, I've got one in my packet now, but okay. I did not receive an email. Okay.
I don't know how to say it exactly, but I wasn't really impressed with the correspondence I did see from our attorney.
Well, that was from her understudy.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So I'm just wondering when she's going to be back.
And she's been reading it. She does. She said that she would be reading her emails and stuff. So.
Okay.
She will stay on top of it. And I know that's what she probably had him right to.
Yeah, it didn't seem like self on current events.
Yeah.
So the one thing that I'm concerned with, Jim, there a little bit, is that that last paragraph in that, the letter from Ruben, he's recommending that we get into negotiations before we end up shutting it off, or before we threaten to shut it off, or get to where we can shut it off. If that's the case, we're going to have executive session to do that. But it sounds to me like what he's recommending is that we actually make an attempt to negotiate with her before we put the notice out that we're going to shut it off.
We will do that.
So we need to contact her, or her attorney.
Yeah.
In that case, then we're going to need to have these.
Mr. Chairman, I think as a point of order, we're talking about a litigation or a possible litigation issue, and I think that is definitely an executive session.
Executive
topic.
Session. Yeah.
Yeah, I think, and I don't think we shouldn't go any further with this.
Talking about it in an open meeting.
Yes, this is just an informational for the board to read until we get a directive as where
okay.
we need to go.
If that's the case, then we're talking about going through this valving and notification. We need to have an executive session before any of that happens.
The thing is the valving we could keep it on until we get through that process.
The valving can be installed and in place, and even the valve that could shut off can be just left open.
At this
point. We need to do the valving regardless of anything else, because the valves don't work.
Yeah.
So we probably, on the next meeting, need to be able to, we need to have an executive session.
Yep, we can sit down and talk about it.
I like that idea, Mr. Chairman.
Yeah.
Okay. Anything else? Anybody? Audience? Anybody?
I'll second that.
We're adjourned.
Don't leave.
Are you heading out?